Wonderful to come and have a chance to start all over again in a new year.
在新年能够重新开始，实在很奇妙。
I wonder what the Lord's going to do this year.
我在那里想，我们主今年要向我们做什么？
Did you think 2016 was a difficult year? Was it for you?
你觉得2016年是不是是一个比较难过的一年？对你们来说是不是呢？
If it was difficult, it may actually have been good for you.
如果你觉得比较难的话，可能对你还是有好处的。
The Lord often has to take us through circumstances that cause us to enroll in the school of Christ and learn the way of the cross.
因为我们主要借着环境把我们带到基督的学校，让我们来学十字架的工作。
Because we're talking about pursuing things by faith yet unseen.
我们在这里我们讲到我们追求那些不能见的，根据我们的信心。
Now, Jeshua and Zerubbabel could never have imagined that that simple and modest temple that they reconstructed in Jerusalem.
耶稣雅和所罗巴伯他们从来没有想过他们建造的那个一个比较普通的一个圣殿。
Would one day have a superimposed heavenly temple come down upon it, full of glory?
有一天会有一个从天上来的一个圣殿加在它的上面，丰丰满满的有荣耀。
As Nehemiah collected the stones with his brothers and sisters, and they re-erected the wall around the city.
当尼希米和他的弟兄姊妹们他们来积累那些石头，把这个城墙建立起来的时候，
they had no idea of the living stones that will one day surround that city, all precious stones in gold, transparent in glory.
他没有想到那些石头都将来会成为活石，像金子，像宝石一样透明。
Now we have to keep our eyes on those unseen things.
我们必须把我们的眼目放在那些不能见的事情上面。
And like Abraham, look for that home above.
像亚伯拉罕一样，要看那个未见的家乡。
There is nothing finished until the Lord finishes it from heaven.
在主在天上把这个工作完以前，一切都没有完工。
There's just a verse I'm thinking of in Nehemiah.
我在这里想到尼希米记。
Oh, they were facing discouragement when they started building that wall.
当他们开始建造城墙的时候，他们有人来让他们沮丧。
Because the enemy actually came to them while they're building the wall and laughed at them and said, ha ha ha.Even a fox can jump over that wall.
因为那些仇敌来到他们面前，耻笑他们说，就算是一个狐狸也能跳过那个墙。
And so we see in Nehemiah chapter 4,
我们看到尼希米记第四章。
He decides to overcome and fight the discouragement by prayer.
他在那里，他决定他要用祷告来对抗那些耻笑、蔑视。
It says in verse 9, But we prayed to our God, and because of them we went up.We set up a guard against the enemy day and night.
第九节，然而我们祷告我们的神，又因他们的缘故，就派人看守。
So they set up a guard as a show of strength around that wall as they were beginning to construct it.
他们就派人看守，让那个在建造城墙的时候，让人觉得他们有力量。
But look what they thought in their hearts.
你看见他们在心里是怎么想的？
They had a little song they were singing.
他们心里面有一首歌，他们在歌唱。
In verse 10,
在第十节。
Thus in Judah it was said, The strength of the burden bearers is falling, yet there is much rubbish, and we ourselves are unable to rebuild the wall.
犹大人说，灰土尚多，扛台的人力气已经衰败，所以我们不能建造城墙。
They saw how impossible this task was.
他们已经看见，仿佛看见这个工作是多么的难成。
So they had to put their trust completely in the Lord.
所以他们一定要把他们的信心完完全全地放在神的身上。
And less than 2 months later,
不到两个月以后，
they saw the wall completed.
他们就看见那个城墙被建成了。
Sometimes the task ahead looks impossible.
有时候我们前面的工好像很难做成。
When you look at the city of God, do you see that there's still a lot of rubbish?
当你看见神的城墙的时候，你还有没有看见有很多的这个灰土？
And do you frankly feel that we're too weak to build this wall?
你觉不觉得我们还是那么虚弱，我们不能来建造这个城墙呢？
Remember, it's not by might nor by power, but by my spirit, says the Lord.
记得 主说不是靠势力也不是靠才能要靠着我的灵方能成事
How quickly can the Spirit do something?
这个灵能多么快的来做这件事呢
So quickly that it's like a dream.
它快的就像一个梦一样
You remember we read in Psalm 126.
我们还记不记得在诗篇126篇
When the Lord restored the captivity of Zion, we were like them who dreamed.
当主把这个西安的这个被掳的人带回以后，就像一个梦一样。
And everybody said, "The Lord has done great things." Amen. We say, "The Lord has done great things."
他们说神为我们做了大事，我们都说阿门，神为我们做了大事。
And so we walk day by day faithfully.
所以我们每天，我们靠着信心，我们每天的行路。
Even in the day of small things.
就算在那些很小的事情上。
In one moment.
在一刻。
The Spirit of God.Can do something that changes the epoch in which we live.
神的灵就能把我们带到一个纪元转换的一个时代。
Now we're looking at this story of recovery from the Old Testament.
我们一直在看旧约里面讲到的恢复的工作。
Tonight we want to look at Ezra.
今天晚上我们要看以斯拉。
Last night we looked at Nehemiah and Ezra and Nehemiah together picture what I'm going to call the shepherds and the teachers that complete the work.
昨天我们讲到尼西米和以斯拉，我就讲到他们是一个牧师和一个教师的一个组合，他们一起做工，把工作完成。
Now let's read some verses in Ezra and Nehemiah to get a little background about our brother.
我们来读一读以斯拉记和尼西米记，来了解我们弟兄的一些背景。
He's not mentioned, even though he wrote the book, until Ezra chapter 7.
他虽然是他是这个书的作者，但是直到第七章以前，他就一直没有出现。
Let's just read some verses from that.
我们从那里开始读。
Verse 6.
第七章第六节。
This Ezra went up from Babylon, and he was a scribe, skilled in the law of Moses, which the Lord God of Israel had given, and the king granted him all he requested, because the hand of Jehovah, his God, was upon him.
这以斯拉从巴比伦上来，他是敏捷的文士，通达耶和华以色列神所赐摩西的律法书。王允准他一切所求的，是因耶和华他神的手帮助他。
Some of the sons of Israel and some of the priests, the Levites, the singers, the gatekeepers, and the temple servants went up to Jerusalem in the seventh year of King Artaxerxes.
亚达薛西王第七年，以色列人、祭司、利未人、歌唱的、守门的、尼提宁有上耶路撒冷的。
He came to Jerusalem in the fifth month, which was in the seventh year of the king.
王第七年五月，以斯拉到了耶路撒冷。
On the first of the first month, he began to go up to Babylon, and on the from Babylon, and on the first of the fifth month, he came to Jerusalem, because the good hand of his God was upon him.
正月初一，他从巴比伦启程，因他神施恩的手帮助他，五月初一日就到了耶路撒冷。
For Ezra had set his heart to study the law of God, and to practice it, and to teach his statutes and ordinances in Israel.
以斯拉定制考究，遵行耶和华的律法，又将律例典章教训以色列人。
Now let's look at a few verses in chapter 8.
我们再来到第八章，我们读几节。
Verse 15.
十五节。
Now I assembled them at the river that runs to Ahava, where we camped for 3 days. And when I observed the people and the priests, I did not find any Levites there.
我召集这些人在流入亚哈瓦的河边，我们在那里住了三日。我查看百姓和祭司。未见没有利未人在那里。
Verse 21.
二十一节。
Then I proclaimed a fast there at the river Ahava, that we might humble ourselves before our God to seek Him, a safe journey for us, our little ones, and all our possessions. For I was ashamed to request from the king troops and horsemen to protect us from the enemy on the way.Because we had said to the king, the hand of our God is favorably disposed to all those who seek him, but his power and his anger are against all those who forsake him.
那时我在亚哈瓦河边宣告禁食，为要在我们神面前刻苦己心，求他使我们和妇人孩子，并一切所有的都得平坦的道路。我求王
You can see that at the end of chapter 8, he deposits all of the treasures he brought from Babylon.
来到第八章的末了, 你看见他把那些所有的带来的那些金银的宝贝, 然后交给了那些人。
And then in chapter 9, he hears the reports of the condition of the marriages among the people of God.
在第九章, 他就听到, 神的百姓, 他们的婚姻的那些光景。
We read in verse 3.
我们读第三节。
Now when I heard about this matter, I tore my garment and my robe and pulled some of the hair from my head and my beard, and I sat down appalled. Then everyone who trembled at the words of the God of Israel on account of the unfaithfulness of the exiles gathered to me, and I sat appalled until the evening.
我一听见这事就撕裂衣服和外袍，拔了头发和胡须，惊惧，忧闷而坐。 凡为以色列神言语占经的，都因这被掳归回之人所犯的罪，聚集到我这里来，我就惊惧忧闷而坐，直到献晚祭的时候。And
so he prayed a prayer.
所以他就在那里有了一个祷告。And
he prayed with all of his heart, confessing the sins.
他就全心的在那里来认罪。How
low were the marriages among the saints?
那些圣徒们，他们的婚姻是何等的低沉。
And in chapter 10, verse 1,
在第十章第一节,
we see the effect of Ezra.
我们看见以斯拉的功效。
Now while Ezra was praying and making confession, weeping and prostrating himself before the house of God, a very large assembly, men, women, and children, gathered to him from Israel, for the people wept bitterly.
以色列祷告认罪哭泣，俯伏在神殿前的时候，有以色列中的百姓孩童聚集在以斯拉那里，成了大会，众民无不痛哭。And
then let's go over to Nehemiah.
我们再翻到尼希米记。And
chapter 8 where we find Ezra once again.
来到第八章，我们又一次看见以斯拉。Now
Nehemiah and the saints have built the city's walls and gates.
尼希米和圣徒们，他们已经把城墙和城门建好了。And
now Ezra contributes to the city of Zion.
然后以斯拉来在这里为锡安城来立做工。And
all the people gathered as one man at the square which was in front of the water gate. And they asked Ezra the scribe to bring the book of the law of Moses which the Lord had given to Israel. Then Ezra the priest brought the law before the assembly of men, women, and all who could listen with understanding on the first day of the seventh month. He read from it before the square which was in front of the water gate from early morning until midday, in the presence of men and women, those who could understand, and all the people were attentive to the book of the law.
到了七月，以色列人住在自己的城里，那时他们如同一人聚集在水门前的宽阔处。 请文士以斯拉将耶和华借摩西传给以色列人的律法书带来。七月初一日，祭司以斯拉将律法书带到听了能明白的男女会众面前，在水门前的宽阔处，从清早到晌午，在众男女一切听了能明白的人面前读着律法书，众民侧耳而听。Verse
5. Ezra opened the book in the sight of all the people, for he was standing above all the people, and when he opened it, all the people stood up. Then Ezra blessed the Lord, the great God, and all the people said, Amen, Amen, while lifting up their hands. Then they bowed low and worshiped the Lord with their faces to the ground.
第五节，以斯拉站在众民以上，在众民面前展开着书。他一展开，众民就都站起来。以斯拉称颂耶和华之大的神，众民都举手应声说，阿门，阿门，就低头面伏一地敬拜耶和华。
Also Jeshua, Bani, Sherebiah, Jamin, Akub, Shebathai, Haudiah, Masiah, Kalita, Azariah, Jozebed, Hanan, Petaliah, the Levites, explained the law to the people while the people remained in their place. And they read from the book, from the law of God, translating to give the sense so that they understood the reading.
耶稣亚, 巴尼, 施里比, 亚米, 亚古, 沙比泰, 何地亚、马西亚、基利他、亚利亚、亚撒利亚、约沙拔、哈南、比莱亚和利未人使百姓明白律法，百姓都站在自己的地方，他们清清楚楚地念神的律法书，讲明意思，使百姓明白所念的。
Let's pray.
我们祷告。
Father, we just simply come to you and we're so thankful that we can see your hand moving behind the history of your people.
父啊，我们简单地来到你的面前，我们是那样的充满感激，因为我们看见你在你被百姓背后所那双手。
And we're convinced that we're living right in the midst of your recovery work just before the end.
我们相信我们是在末了的时候，我们处于一个你恢复的一个时代。
Help us to be attentive to your word.
帮助我们能够留心听你的话。
We pray you would raise up many who are like Ezra.
我们求你来兴起很多像以斯拉这样的人。
For the shepherding and teaching work that needs to be done.
为了这个能够做牧人和教师的工作。
We commit this time unto you now.
我们现在把这段时间交在你手里。
Not by might nor by power, but by your spirit do lead us.
不是靠势力，也不是靠才能，靠着你的灵才能带领我们。
In Jesus' name.
奉主耶稣基督的名。
Amen. In times you wouldn't think God is still upon the throne.
有时候你可能觉得神可能不在他的宝座上。
And in the Bible we see something very surprising.
但是在圣经里面我们看见一些很让我们惊讶的事情。
In those times of decline and problems among God's people,
在神的百姓遭遇他们的堕落和下沉的那种光景的里面。
Even when it appears God may have abandoned his people, he is at work preparing for his next stage toward his eternal purpose.
好像神在外面已经他抛弃了他的百姓，但是神他还在那里为着下一步他的旨意做工。
God just moves his finger.
神他只是轻轻动了一个指头。
And King Cyrus is stirred.
这个塞鲁士王他就被激动。
And a remnant of people are stirred to go back to Jerusalem and build the house of God.
百姓中的余民他们就被激动回到耶路撒冷来为神建圣殿。
By the power of the Holy Spirit and the grace of God, they build that house.
他们靠着圣灵和神的恩典，他们建了那个圣殿。
Zerubbabel lays the foundation.
所罗巴伯立了根基。
And despite great weakness and great opposition from the enemy, they complete that house.
纵使他们有很多的软弱，外面有很强的仇敌，他们还是完成了那个殿的建造。
When they get through, they say, "Grace, grace be unto it."
当他们建完以后，他们说恩惠，恩惠。
Jeshua the high priest set up everything in the temple.
耶稣亚把这个殿里面的所有东西都安置整齐。
But the glory didn't come.
但是这个荣耀并没有来。
They waited, but the glory didn't come.
他们是有等候，但是荣耀并没有降下来。
Of course they realized.
当然他们意识到。
There was no ark in the Holy of Holies.
因为在至圣所还没有约柜。
Somewhere it had gotten lost during the Babylonian captivity.
在巴比伦被掳的年间，他不知道流失到哪里去了。
And with no ark in the middle of the temple,
如果在圣殿里面没有这个约柜的话，
they could just pray, "Oh Lord, return to us, return to us."
他们虽然能祷告说，主啊，主啊，求你，请你回来。
Now Zerubbabel and Jeshua had no idea what they were doing.
所罗巴伯和耶稣亚他们并不知道他们在做什么。
But what they had done is built the temple that Jesus would come to.
但是他们建了一个殿，在日后耶稣要来到这个殿里。
You know, Jesus must come as the Messiah to his temple.
因为耶稣必须要作为受膏者来到他的圣殿。
And kick out the money changers and take it as the Messiah.
他们必须要把那些交换银钱的人给赶出去，来抓住那个圣殿，成为做那受膏者。
And so this dear remnant on the level of earth built this modest temple. It didn't look anything like Solomon's temple.
所以这些渔民他们在这个地上建了一个看来不大起眼的一个圣殿，跟所罗门的圣殿根本没有办法比。
But unknowingly, they set the place for the Messiah to come.
但是他们在那里设立了一个场景，让弥赛亚能够回来。
A generation later, Nehemiah came.
过了一个世代，过了一代，然后尼希米来。
And he saw that there was no city because there were no walls, no gates, no definition, no identity, no place for his people.
他看见那里没有这个城，因为那里没有城墙，也没有城门，没有这样的一个定义，没有能够保护神的百姓的。
By the grace of God, they built the city walls and they repaired the gates.
靠着神的恩典，他们重新建了城墙，也建了城门。
And finally, there was a Jerusalem again.
突然就有了一个新的一个耶路撒冷在那里了。
He had no idea that the Messiah must come to Jerusalem, the city of God.
但是他还是没有想到弥赛亚要来到神的城耶路撒冷。
And his labor on earth, which didn't seem like much in the large scheme of things,
所以他在地上这些工作好像从一个大的方面来看并不是怎么样。
It became very important in the plan of God.
但是在神的计划里面成为非常重要的一环。
Because in Daniel chapter 9 and verse 25,
因为在但以理书第九章二十五节的时候
It was Zerubbabel's going back to Jerusalem that set the mark of the 690 days for the Messiah to come to Jerusalem.
在那边讲到是要所罗巴伯他要建立这个城就成为那一个标志在690天这个690年这个弥赛亚又回来。
Now some of you are saying, what? Who? Where?
你说哪里哪里哪里
So just look in Daniel 9:25.
我们读但以理书第九章二十五节
As the Lord explains his vision to Daniel.
当神向但以理启示他的意象的时候
He's talking about the 70 weeks.
这里讲到有七十个星期
Now who here besides Brother Wong can tell you each of the 70 weeks?
除了王弟兄以外谁能告诉你这七十个星期每个星期都是什么
But here's verse 25.
我们看第二十五节
So you are to know and discern that from the issuing of a decree to restore and rebuild Jerusalem until Messiah the Prince there will be 7 weeks and 62 weeks.
Sorry, which chapter?
Daniel 9:25.
但以理书第九章二十五节你当知道当明白从出令重新建造耶路撒冷直到有受膏君的时候必有七个七和六十二个七。
So, my simple point is this.
我的很简单的一点。
On the level of earth, despise not the day of small things.
在地上纵然有一些很多的这些小的事情。
You be faithful.
如果你信实的话忠心的
话。As our brother shared this morning,
就像我们弟兄今天早晨交通道
We will not see the house of God in fullness until Jesus comes back.
我们不在耶稣回来以前我们还不能见到神的旨意的完全。
But our God is looking for a testimony to that fullness even now upon this earth.
但是我们的神今天就在地上来寻找那样为这一个丰满做见证的一帮人。
And the Lord is using this time
我们主还在用这段时间
to enroll his children in the school of Christ.
要把他的百姓召集到基督的学校里面。
Are you learning to walk the way of the cross?
你还有没有在学按照十字架来行路
You know, in order to recover his house and his city,
你知道要在那里恢复他的殿和他的城。
We all have to learn not to trust in man's way, but only in the Lord.
我们必须要学会我们不能信靠我们自己的方式我们要信靠神的
Many around the world today in the name of Jesus are building their own house their own kingdom their own city but they're not building what God wants
很多在我们周围的他们是按照自己的方式在那里建造他们的城他们的殿但是不是按照他们的国但是不是按照神的方式来建
That's why the Lord waits for usTo bow before him and see him as our vision forward in this recovery.
这就是神为什么他愿意让我们来俯伏在他的面前，要在你寻求他的意象作为带领我们前行的。
Now I won't ask how many of you are in the school of Christ.
我不会问你们中间有多少人是在基督学校里。
But just to say, if you're in the school of Christ, now you need to be willing to learn and be corrected.
如果你们在基督学校里面，你们必须要学会要被修正。
Now Peter built the house of God.
彼得他在那里建神的殿。
But he also needed to be corrected, now didn't he?
他是不是也需要被修正呢？
Now Apollos was an apostle, now wasn't he?
亚波罗他是一个使徒，对不对？
But he had to learn a more perfect way from Priscilla and Aquila.
但是他要从亚基拉和 百基拉和他们要学这个更一个完美的方式。
All of the apostles were mere men.
这些使徒们他们只是人而已。
And the cross had to be applied to their natural thinking.
这个十字架要用在要做工在他们自然的想法上面。
Peter envisioned the church.
彼得在那里想象一个教会。
Without any Gentiles.
里面没有任何的外邦人。
Until that sheet came down from heaven and showed all those squiggly German animals like me and Chinese animals like you.
直到有一天有一块布从天上垂下来里面有很多的德国的动物和人的动物像你和我。
God said, Peter, go save those people.
神说彼得你去救那些人。
Yeah, we all have to learn now, don't we?
我们都需要学习是不是
So if the disciples are learners, then we're going to have to be learners, right?
如果门徒都要在那里做学徒我们是不是也要做
But the remnant is the womb out of which God can bring forth recovery vessels like Zerubbabel and Joshua and Nehemiah and Ezra.
但是这些渔民他们又成为那些所罗巴伯和像耶稣亚他们那样的人的发源地。
There is in this world today, within Christianity as a whole, a remnant of people.
在这个地上，在基督教里面有这样一些的渔民。
They're looking to the Lord for their supply, their fullness, their satisfaction.
他们在那里从神那里寻找他的完全、他的满足和他的供应。
These are the people that God can use in His recovery work.
这些人神才可以用来恢复他的工作。
Now, when we talk about Nehemiah and Ezra, we're talking about shepherds and teachers.
当我们讲到尼希米和以斯拉，我们讲到是牧人和教师。
And so this involves a practical outworking of God's building, His house and His city.
这就包括了这些外面的一些神的殿和城的建造。
And tonight we want to look at Ezra as another example of this ministry of recovery.
我们今天我们再从以斯拉的角度来看这个。恢复的这个侍奉执事。
Now we know in the Word of God that pastors and teachers are one person.
我们知道在神的话的里面，牧师和教师是一个人。
You cannot shepherd if you're not teaching.
你不能做牧师，如果你不能教导的话。
But you can't really teach unless by example you're shepherding.
如果你也如果不能以身作则的话，你也不能教导。
And we know from the Scriptures in the New Testament.
我们从新约圣经里面
，that shepherds and teachers have three things in common.
我们看到这个牧人和教师有三个共同点。
Now I think I'm telling you something you already know.
我想我说的这些你们都已经知道。
But there's no such thing as a shepherd. There's always a plural shepherds in every assembly.
所以不是只有一个牧人，而是在每一个聚会当中都有几个牧人。
And they are not only shepherds, but they're also elders.
不仅有牧人，也有长老。
And they're also overseers.
还有监督。
So they have these three things in common.
他们有这三个方面都是一致的。
What does it mean to be elders?
做长老代表什么？
Now you have some people here who were really elders.
你们中间有一些特别年长的人。
Now in Manhattan, we meet, my wife and I meet with a group, and we're like Methuselah compared to the rest.
我在我们东部聚会的地方，我和我的太太，我们像马土沙拉一样。
So the elders in our group can't be over 35 because there's nobody that old.
所以在我们聚会的当中，你就要做长老，你不能超过35岁，因为没有那么老的人。
So does being an elder mean you take tool leave every day and you walk around?
所以你做年老的，是不是你就带着两个那个就是要去上厕所两次
？No, it means you're a little more mature.
不是，而是说你要更成熟。
Perhaps you've been in the school of Christ a little longer.
因为你已经在基督的学校可能多了一段时间。
And perhaps you've learned obedience of the cross a little more.
你也多学了一点十字架的顺服的工作。
And perhaps you can hear His voice a little better.
也许你能更好一点的听那个声音。
That's a shepherd, a teacher.
这就是一个牧人或者教师。
But they're also overseers.
但是也有监督。
And what does that mean?
那是什么意思?
They must have enough knowledge of the Lord's ways.
因为他们有神对神的路的看法。
That they can keep the sheep together.
而且他们可以让羊在一起。
That they can protect the sheep from wolves.
他们可以帮助羊让他们来防止狼。
But they also must be shepherds.
但是他们也必须是牧人。
Which simply means they must be able to feed the sheep.
必须他们要能够来喂养这些羊。
Now, so Nehemiah and Ezra were both shepherds and teachers.
所以尼希米和以斯拉他们又是牧人又是教师。
But as I tried to convey last night,
但是我昨天晚上我开始讲。
We saw Nehemiah.
我们看见尼希米。
And he was one kind of shepherd.
他是一种类型的牧人。
He was a man of faith.
他是一个有信心的人。
Decisive.
他是很有
authoritative,
他有很权威。
He could stand against the enemy.
他可以在那抵挡仇敌。
And he had incredibly practical wisdom to know what to do about the problems they had.
他有一个非常实际的一个智慧可以来对付那些手里的问题。
Now let me just give you one more example of his practical building work.
我给你一个举一个例子来讲一下这个实际的建造的工作。
Once they built the city walls and gates,He immediately saw there was a problem.
当他刚开始把城墙和城门建好以后，他马上发现有一个问题。
In Nehemiah chapter 7, verses 4 and 5.
在尼希米记第七章。
Now the city was large and spacious, but the people in it were few, and the houses were not built.
尼希米记第七章第四到第五节，城市广大，其中的民却稀少，房屋还没建造。
So you know he prayed about it.
你知道他在那里为这件事祷告。
And what does it say?
这里说什么?
Then my God put it into my heart to assemble the nobles, the officials, and the people to be enrolled by genealogies.
我的神感动我心，招聚贵胄、官长和百姓，要照家谱计算。
And then I know you've memorized the rest, but there's a couple of chapters of genealogies.
然后我知道你一定背下来下面的两章，后面有两章都讲到这个家谱。
Which takes us to chapter 11, verse 1.
一直到讲到第十一章第一节。
And this is what the Lord spoke to Nehemiah.
这就是神对尼希米说的。
Now the leaders of the people lived in Jerusalem, but the rest of the people cast lots to bring 1 out of 10 to live in Jerusalem, the holy city, while 9/10 remained in their other cities.
百姓的首领住在耶路撒冷，其余的百姓撤迁，每十人中使一人来住圣城耶路撒冷，那九人住在别的城里。
Bingo!
就这样成了。
Now, every city, 1 out of every 10 families moved to Jerusalem.
你从各个的城市，每十家里面来一家，他们搬到耶路撒冷。
And there was added actual people to the city.
就把人来充满这个城。
Oh, this man's very practical.
这个人他很有办法。
I think I should take 1 out of 10 of you men and make you shepherds.
我觉得我应该在你们每十人里面选一个做牧人。
But I know I'd overstep my bounds on that.
我可能觉得我超越我的权限了。
All right, so you know, when we see Nehemiah and the way he did things,
当我们看见尼希米和他做事的方式，
this is what I call him.
我就这样叫他。
Excuse me, I always use young people language.
我在这里用年轻人的词汇。
Although I don't think young people understand me anymore.
觉得年轻人可能已经不能明白我说的了。
But Nehemiah was a shepherd. He was a can-do man.
尼希米是一个敢说敢为的人。
Don't you like it when you meet a can-do man?
当你遇见一个这样一个敢做敢为的人。
We have a house back in Pennsylvania, and it always needs repairs.
我们在宾州有一个房子，总是需要修补。
We have some people come look at our house, they scratch their heads, say, I don't think I can do anything about this.
我们找人来看一看，估一下，他们说，挠挠头说，我觉得我修不好这个房子。
But then we finally find a can-do man, says, I can fix that.
后来我们终于发现了一个敢做敢为的人，他说，没问题，我可以修好。
Now that's what Nehemiah was a can-do kind of shepherd, you know?
所以尼希米就是一个敢做敢为的一个牧人。
But God's wisdom involves...The can-do man being joined together with another man named Ezra.
但是按照神的智慧和他的计划，他被跟另外一个人成为一个组合。
Now, just for simplicity's purpose, what do I call Ezra the shepherd?
我们简单的说，我们叫以斯拉这个牧人怎么叫？
Nehemiah was the can-do man.
尼希米是敢做敢为。
Ezra was the do-it-right man.
以斯拉是一个。做对的事情的人。
Now, I can only hope that if you have some responsible brothers in your assembly,
我只能盼望你们如果聚会当中有一些
that you have a sovereign God-given mixture of can-do and do-it-right people.
愿意至高的神给你们这样一个组合，让你们又有敢做敢为的，又有能做对的人。
Can-do people sometimes run ahead of the Lord.
那些敢做敢为的人，他们有时候跑到主的前面。
Do-it-right people never get around to doing it.
但是那个总能做对的事情，他们总是不能起手做这件事情。
But together, they pray instead of killing each other.
你把他们放在一起，他们彼此带到，而不是在那里互相残杀。
And they find the right way to do something.
他们就总能找到正确的道路做一件事情。
Oh, that's why shepherds bear the cross, not only with the sheep, but with the other shepherds.
所以你知道这个牧人他们要背一个十字架，不是只是单纯为羊的缘故，也是为了别的牧人。
This was Ezra. He was a do-it-right man.
这就是以斯拉，他是能够做对事情的人。
Because he had, the Lord had worked in his life something precious in the body.
因为神在他的身上做了一件奇妙宝贵的工作。
He was a crucified vessel.
他是一个被钉了十字架的一个器皿。
What was he?
他是谁?
He stood for holiness.
他代表的圣洁。
Now, I don't know if you realize that the most beautiful thing to God, according to the Word, more beautiful than love or truth or righteousness is holiness.
我不知道你们有没有意识到，按照神的话，比这个爱，比这些所有事情都更宝贵的、更美丽的一个词是圣洁。
Now you just look at who God likes to have worship him.
你看神，他要什么样的人来敬拜他？
Those dressed in the beauty of holiness.
那些是穿着圣洁衣裳的人。
Now there's a lot of beautiful women out here tonight. But God loves beautiful, holy women. Now God wants things to get done. But if they're going to get done in beauty, they need to be done right, and that means in holiness.
在一个做得很完美的话，就说明他是要做对，就是做得圣洁。
What a precious combination this Ezra and Nehemiah were.
所以尼西米和以斯拉他们是多么宝贵的一个二人组合。
Now we read in the scriptures already in Ezra chapter 7.
我们已经在以斯拉第七章我们读过。
And we see of what Ezra was made.
我们看见以斯拉他是什么材料造成的。
Now he was a priest.
他是一个
from the direct line of Aaron. But he was a scribe. Now what does a scribe do?
文士做什么?
A scribe scribbles.
他文士就在那里拿笔写。
The scribe writes the word and 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 they memorize the word while they're writing another copy, another copy. Oh, you have a congregation there in the house of God. If you need 400 copies, he writes 400 copies.
所以文士就在那里写，翻来覆去的又写又记。如果你的聚会需要有四百个拷贝的话，他就给你写四百个拷贝，然后送给你。
Now, how many of you know you get to know the word pretty good?
你多少人知道你们那样的话，你们就可以很好的来认识这个神的话。
Look at verse 6 of Ezra chapter 7.
我们看以斯拉记第七章第六节。
This Ezra went up from Babylon, and he was a scribe, but listen, skilled in the law of Moses, which the Lord God of Israel had given. And the king granted him all he requested because the hand of Jehovah his God was upon him.
这以斯拉从巴比伦上来，他是敏捷的文士，通达耶和华以色列神所赐摩西的律法书。王允准他一切所求的，是因耶和华他神的手帮助他。Now
it's an incredible thing that these emperors of these great kingdoms could always spot a holy man of God.
很不可思议的就是这些大国的皇帝们，他们可以一眼就可以认出来一个圣洁的一个人。
Just as Nebuchadnezzar could spot Daniel for that excellent spirit in him.
就像尼布甲尼撒，他一眼就看中但以理他里面的一个灵。
Ezra could never have gotten to Jerusalem if the king hadn't looked at him and said, "That man, he's 100% for his God."
如果他那个王看见以斯拉没有说这是百分之百就是那个人的话，他就不会去到耶路撒冷。
He has some kind of anointing on him.
他在他的身上有那么一个膏油。
That's why all the picture books when they show Ezra from the Old Testament, they have a halo around him.
就像你这个很多看那些一些书，那讲到以斯拉是一个圣人，他后面有一个光晕。
The hand of God was upon him.
所以神的手在他身上。
And you can see the reason.
你看见中间的理由。
In verse 10,
第十节。
Now he wasn't a professional scribe, he was a heart captured scribe.
他不是一个被雇佣的职业的一个文士，而是他心里面要遵行要做的那个文士。
For Ezra had set his heart to study the law of the Lord and to practice it and to teach his statutes and ordinances in Israel.
以斯拉定制考究遵行耶和华的律法，又将律例典章教训以色列人。
Ezra had all those charts up on the wall, you know? He studied that stuff.
以斯拉他有很多的图表贴在墙上，他在那里仔细的考究。
Do you have all those charts? I don't know. Did Brother Wong do charts?
你们有没有那个表格？王弟兄做不做那个表格
？A whole chart of a book. It is all these things and arrows.
有没有在那里有一个这样的一个表格，有各种各样的箭头指来指去
？But he not only studied it, he practiced it.
他不仅在那里考究它，而且他遵行。
You know, there's a famous story about the missionary C.T. Studd.
在那里讲到斯大德弟兄这样的他的一个神的仆人。
One day he was in England and he was staying in F.B. Meyer's house, the famous preacher.
他有一次在英格兰，他住在麦尔弟兄那个家里。麦尔弟兄是一个很有名的传道人。
And early in the morning before dawn, there was a lot of noise over in the room, and so Dr. F.B. Meyer went over to see what was going on in Brother Studd's room.
有一天在他的房间里面动静很大，麦尔弟兄就起来去看他在那里在看他在做什么。
And he knocked on the door.
他就敲他的门。
And there was a C.T. Studd.
你看见斯大德弟兄在那里。
He was wearing a blanket because it's freezing in England.
啊，披着一个床单，因为一个单子毯子因为比较冷。
Brother Meyer says something wrong.
麦尔弟兄问他有什么问题吗
？He said, No. I'm just studying my Bible to see if there's any commandments that I haven't done and obeyed, or any commandments the Lord wants me to obey today.
他说没有什么问题，我是在这里圣经里找有没有什么诫命和律例我还没有遵行，或者主今天要让我遵行什么样的命令。
Now I know that one story right now is going to cause all of you adults to pray for your children that they would study the law to obey it.
所以今天我讲完这个故事，所有的你们那些成年人，你们都愿意祷告让你们的孩子们来学会遵行神的律例。
Now that's when we all start intercessing for our children. But I tell you what, it'd be good if you adults would study the Bible and obey it.
我知道你们为你们的儿女代求，但是你们成年人，你们如果这样自己来研究来遵行的话，对你们是有益的。
But then having studied it,
但是你们考究了
and having obeyed it,
你们也遵行了
then he taught other people.
然后他也在那里教训别人。
That was his heart.
因为他的心意就是如此。
He set his heart to do that.
因为他立志做这件事。
That's absolutely wonderful.
实在奇妙。
And so the Lord gave him grace before the king.
所以神在王面前赐他恩典。
Oh, these kinds of habits of prayer and praying are what's needed for holiness in the house of God.
这样的一个祷告的习惯就是在神的家里面所需为圣洁所需要的。
There's one old guy from years ago who challenges me.
在很多年前有一个年长的他挑战我。
I read a lot from John Wesley.
我读了很多从约翰威斯里那边来的。
He was a great preacher.
他是一个大的传道人。
He was an intellect and a genius.
他也是非常有智慧的一个天才。
You know why?
知道什么吗
？Because of his mama.
因为他妈妈很聪明。
His mama taught him by the time he was 12 years old.
从他十二岁的时候，他妈妈就教会他。
To read the Bible in English, in French, in German, in Latin, and Hebrew. He could read in all of those. Read it, not look one word. Read it.
让他可以在用英文、法语、德语、拉丁文和希伯来文来读圣经，不是只是几个字。是整篇的读。
Now you wonder how he could just jump off his horse at some English town and start preaching. That word was alive in him.
你有时候觉得他怎么会跳下马，马上就能在那里再传道呢？因为那些话在他心里面是活的。
That's an old guy who challenges me.
那是一个老的一个人，他来挑战我。
Then there's a young guy who challenges me.
然后有一个年轻人也让我觉得挑战。
He's not so young anymore, but Brother Christian Chen.
他已经不太年轻了，是陈锡曾弟兄。
Now, Brother Christian Chen could have been the shyest man ever to grow up in Taiwan.
我们的陈弟兄他可能是台湾长大的一个最害羞的一个人。
If somebody said hello to him, he blushed.
如果有人跟他说打个招呼，他马上脸就通红。
But he loved the Lord so much.
但是他是那么的爱主。
You know what he and his friends did?
你知道他和他朋友做了什么？
You know the hymn book, Hymns of the Little Flock?
他那个小羊小群这个诗歌。
They challenged each other.
他们彼此互相挑战。
Memorized the whole hymn book.
他说你们把全部的这个诗歌都记背下来
All the verses.
所有的章节
And he still knows them today.
他今天还记得他们
That's amazing for a young person.
对于一个年轻来说都不得了
Not to mention the fact that you know the story. He said, Lord, he was a student. He still is a student.
他说跟主说他说他是一个学生他现在还是一个学生
He says, I'm going to study 50 minutes every hour and spend the last 10 minutes of every hour memorizing your word.
他说我一个每小时里面我花50分钟来研究然后10分钟我花10分钟来记忆这个神的话
Now, I'm just giving you examples of the secret life of Ezra, the do-it-right man.
我只是把这个以斯拉这个做事做对的这个人的一个秘密的生活告诉你。
Nehemiah was known for his anointing and his ability to inspire men.
尼希米是以他的这个恩高和他能够来激励别人来著称。
Ezra wasn't like that.
以斯拉并不是这样。
But he had an anointing.
但是他也有这个膏油。
He had the ability to sanctify by the word.Those who wanted to be sanctified.
他可以靠着神的话来让那些愿意被称圣的人来让他们成圣。
Nehemiah may be able to grab a man and get him to work, but Ezra grabbed those who loved the Lord and taught them the way of holiness.
尼希米能抓住那些人让他们做工，但是以斯拉也抓住他们把神宝贵的话交给他们。
So we saw him there in the book of Ezra.
所以我们在以斯拉记我们看见他。
In chapter 7,
第七章
the Lord sends him to Jerusalem.
神就差遣他去耶路撒冷。
And because the hand of God was upon him,
因为神的手帮助他。
He traveled back to Jerusalem.
所以他就回到耶路撒冷。
Now the house of God had been built.
神的殿已经建成了。
But what did he do?
他在那里做了什么事?
He went back to beautify the house of God.
他回去在那里修饰神的殿。
He made it beautiful.
他让它变得荣美。
Now he made it beautiful by bringing tons of silver and gold from Babylon.
他从巴比伦带了大量的金器银器，让神的殿可以得以荣美。
You can read the amounts there in I think it's chapter 8. But if a talent is 75 pounds, as they say, he brought 200 talents of silver and 200 talents of gold. I mean, thousands of pounds. This was not a small march.
如果一塔连德是35磅的话，他带了2000塔连德的银子和200塔连德的金子，是带了大量的金、黄金和白银，这不是一个很轻松的一个旅程。
Now, just look at Ezra 7, verses 27 and 28.
以斯拉记第七章27、28节。
This is Ezra's prayer after the king gave him permission.
当王给他这个许可，他就在那里祷告，称颂耶和华。
He said, Blessed be Jehovah, the God of our fathers, who has put such a thing as this in the king's heart, to beautify the house of the Lord which is in Jerusalem.
耶和华我们列祖的神是应当称颂的，因他使王起这心意，修饰耶路撒冷耶和华的殿。
So he went back and beautified the house of God.
所以他回去以后修饰了神的殿。
That was his mission.
这是他的使命。
But the people needed to be beautified.
但是百姓也需要被修饰。
And that's why we read after he deposited all of that silver and brass and gold.
所以当我们看见他把那些金银铜器他 放在那里以后。
Then he heard about the condition of the marriages of the saints.
他后来就听说了这个百姓中他们婚姻这个光景。
And he prayed and he wept and he prayed and he wept until the married couples prayed and wept.
他在那里又祷告又哭泣，又祷告又哭泣，直到那些成婚的人他们也祷告和哭泣。
I don't know how many have read the story about the Welsh revival in Wales.
我不知道你们中间有多少人读过在威尔士的复兴。
But the leader of this, the so-called leader of this revival was a man named Evan Roberts.
在威尔士复兴他们的带头的一个人叫罗伯特，罗伯兹。
He would get up in the pulpit at a particular church.
他每次在一个教会的讲台上面。
He would say, "Obey the Holy Spirit."
他就说要遵从圣灵。
And then he would begin to cry.
然后他就开始哭泣。
And revival would come to the church.
然后复兴就带给了教会。
When these people saw Ezra crying over their marriages.
当这些人看见以斯拉为他们的婚姻所哭泣。
They began to see how far astray they had gone from God's purposes.
他们就知道意识到他们是离了神的目的多远。
And they repented.
所以他们就在那里痛悔。
And they brought great joy to the city.
他们就给城带来了极大的喜乐。
Because you see, the house of God just isn't something how we gather, how we worship, it's our family.
这就是我们在神的家，这就是我们这样的聚集，我们都是我们的家庭。
Ezra said, if you're going to gather as the house of God, you need to gather in holiness and not in this kind of marriage disarray.
以斯拉说，你们如果要在神的殿里面聚会，你们必须要在圣洁里面聚会，而不是这样的一个混乱的婚姻的里面。
Now when Ezra left, almost a generation went by, and then Nehemiah came to Jerusalem to build the city walls.
以斯拉离开，来到耶路撒冷以后，又过了大概一代人，尼希米就来到耶路撒冷。
And by this time, even the house of God was beginning to decline. You know, it was needed to be painted, it needed to be fixed, because there was so much opposition. They had no walls, there was no protection.
在那个时候神的殿已经开始有一点朽坏了，一些需要重新的刷油漆，因为那里面没有墙来保护这样的圣殿。
Now Ezra, when he came the first time, came, and he brought what he called a little reviving.
当以斯拉来第一次回来的时候带来一点点的复兴。
Look at the Ezra chapter 9.
我们看以斯拉记第九章。
And in Ezra's prayer,
在以斯拉的祷告里面。
He says in verse 8.
第八节。
Ezra 9 verse 8.
以斯拉记第九章第八节。
But now, Lord, for a brief moment, grace has been shown from Jehovah our God to leave us an escaped remnant and to give us a peg in the holy place that our God may enlighten our eyes and grant a little reviving in our bondage. For we're slaves, yet in our bondage our God has not forsaken us, but has extended loving kindness to us in the sight of the kings of Persia.To give us reviving, to raise up the house of God, to restore its ruins, and to give us a wall in Judah and Jerusalem.
第八节，现在耶和华我们的神暂且施恩于我们，给我们留些逃脱的人，使我们安稳如钉子钉在他的圣所。我们的神好光照我们的眼目，使我们在受辖制之中稍微复兴。我们是奴仆，然而在受辖制之中，我们的神仍没有丢弃我们，在波斯王面前向我们施恩，叫我们复兴，能重建我们神的殿。修其毁坏之处，使我们在犹大和耶路撒冷有成员。
Now this dear priest, scribe, and do it right man.
所以现在这个亲爱的祭司，这一个文士，这个能做对事情的人。
He brought reviving to the house of God.
他把复兴带给神的殿。
But he was limited.
但是他是受限制的。
Because he needed Nehemiah.
因为他需要尼希米。
To bring the work further on.
来把这个工作进一步带向前带。
He did his best.
他已经尽力了。
But it took Nehemiah's coming back to begin to build the city walls.
但是需要尼希米回来开始建造神的这个城墙。
And so Nehemiah came.
所以尼希米就来了。
Well, we saw the story last night.
所以我们昨天晚上我们就看见这个故事。
But immediately after Nehemiah had built this wall in 52 days,
在尼希米花了52天建造这个城墙以后
，Nehemiah being a godly shepherd，
尼西米作为一个圣一个虔诚的一个牧人
He saw it was the seventh month.
他看见是第七月
What does that mean?
第七月是什么意思
What did that mean to the children in captivity?
对于被掳的神的百姓来说是什么意思
Nothing.
什么意思也没有
What did it mean to the new children in Jerusalem?
对于在耶路撒冷的新的百姓来说是什么意思
Seventh month.
第七月
Day of Atonement,
赎罪日
Feast of Tabernacles,
祝棚节
and these people didn't know that.
这些人连这一点都不知道。
Now Nehemiah had done all he could do.
尼希米已经尽他所能了。
And he saw that what he needed now was Ezra to bring them the Word of God.
他现在看见他需要以斯拉来把神的话再带给他们。
Now here is Zion.
你看这里是西安。
And the people of God.
和神的百姓
But they don't know the word of God.
但是他们不认识神的话
And they needed Ezra to bring that teaching of the word of God, to bring the beauty of holiness into that city.
他们需要以斯拉借着神的话把这个荣美再带回那个城
The end of the story is they celebrated the Feast of Tabernacles as had never been done since the days of Joshua.
在末了他们在那里过守祝棚节就像在约书亚以来从来没有过的。
We'll see that scripture in a couple of minutes.
我们过两分钟我们就看这个圣经。
So can do Governor Nehemiah.
所以这样一个敢做敢为的省长尼希米。
What does he do?
他做了什么
?He gathers all the people from all the cities, Bethlehem, Jericho, all to Jerusalem.
他就把在各地的耶路撒冷耶利哥的那些所有的百姓都带到耶路撒冷
In that seventh month
在第七月
And he brings Ezra to do his beautifying work
他让把以斯拉带进来做修饰的工作
Now let's just stop a little further
我们先停在这里
Because I want to make Ezra as real to you as I can
因为我想尽量的让以斯拉在你们面前，更形象化。
In God's sovereignty, He has some Ezras among you.
因为在神的主权里面，你们中间也有些以斯拉。
What would they look like?
他们会看起来像什么
？They love the Word of God.
他们喜爱神的话语。
They study it.
他们考研它。
They memorize it.
他们也记忆。
They truly love the Word of God.
他们实在喜爱神的话语。
They practice holiness.
他们也在那里操练敬虔。
Nobody has to tell them.
没有人要告诉他们。
They may be young, they may be old.
也许他们很年长，也许他们很年幼。
But they're careful about what they say.
但是他们说话之前很小心。
They're careful about what they wear.
他们穿衣服以前也很小心。
They're careful about who they associate with.
他们也和什么样的人交朋友的事情上也很小心。
It may make them a little bit of an outcast.
好像你觉得他们是一些不合群的人。
They know all the details of the Word of God.
他们对于关于神的话一切的细节他们都知道。
If you say to a young people's group and you say, name me the seven I am's in the Gospel of John, they raise their hand. Whoop!
你如果在这样的一个人在年轻人的聚会里面你说在约翰福音里面有七处讲到我是他们就举起手来。
Or you say, where are the five pericopes in Matthew? And they say, right here.
他们说在马太福音里面那个五处
pericopes. I see you're not an Ezra, huh?
我当然不是以斯拉。
This is the word they use. The five teaching sections in Matthew.
在马太福音里面有主教导的五个段落。
They go, ooh, I know.
他们马上就举起手来。
They know, they love the word.
因为他们喜爱神的律法。
They may not be the most charismatic people.
他们可能看起来不是很有魅力的那些人。
They may be kind of quiet.
他们也许看起来很安静。
But they live out a life of holiness.
但是他们活出了一个圣洁的生活。
Maybe the young people call them weird.
因为年轻人会觉得他们有点怪。
Maybe Christians joke about them.
也许基督徒都开他们的玩笑。
Because they're not like the ones who are doing whatever they want, careless.
因为他们不是在那里随意、随心所欲地做他们要做的事情。
As a matter of fact,
事实上
they may be very smart.
他们可能很聪明。
But they may not be that motivated to make a lot of money They don't care really about what they're wearing or what kind of car they've got.
但是他们没有那个动力来赚很多的钱，他们穿什么衣服、开什么车，他们并不在意。
We might even laugh at them.
也许我们还嘲笑他们。
And think that they're, as they say, so heavenly minded, they're no earthly good.
我们觉得他们好像是完全属天，他们对地上的什么事情也不懂。
But when we as Christians have run carelessly trying to build God's house without any sense of doing it right,
如果我们基督徒我们自己跑来跑去做这些事情没有一个意识怎么把它做对的话，
and when we perhaps have failed and even caused great problems because of our efforts to build,
因为我们的这个努力我们可能还造成了很大的这个失败和毁坏，
we might finally ask,Mr. Do It Right.
我们马上，我们在最后，我们来请这个能做对事情的这个人。
Say, what are we doing wrong?
我们就问他，我们哪方面做错了呢？
And then they begin to share the Word of God with us.
然后他就开始跟你交通神的话。
And we begin to see God's way.
我们就看见神的道路。
Now they weren't going to yell at you, but they were waiting.
他们不会说是在你吼你，他只是在你等，耐心的等候。
You see, Ezra doesn't always have the tastiest teaching ministry.
所以你看这个以斯拉，他讲道不是那么很有味道。
Now, as I said, I've called myself the bologna in a sandwich.
我讲到我自己是三明治中间的那个火腿肠。
Sometimes young people say, yeah, well, they used to say, yeah, we like you, Dana, because you're like ice cream.
他们有时候说 ,Dana, 我喜欢你因为你像冰淇淋一样。
Brothers and sisters, you can't live on ice cream.
弟兄姊妹们你们不能靠着每天靠冰淇淋而活。
Somebody's got to feed you good, healthy rice vegetables.
有些人要给你吃好的健康的米和蔬菜。
Not so exciting, huh?
不是那么令人动心是不是
?It's good for you.
但是对你身体是
好。Well, I think Nehemiah and Ezra, you get a full meal.
像以西米和以斯拉在一起，你就来一个完整的一餐。
But don't despise those who tell the truth, precept upon precept.
你不要把那些教训和箴言一次一次跟你讲的那些人。
Because you'll find your life being cleaned out, and your mind being cleared out by the holy word of God.
你就看着凭着神的圣洁的话语，你的生命就被洁净，你的思绪也被洁净。
Just at the right time, there was Ezra standing before all the people there at the water gate.
在合适的时机，你就看见以斯拉在水门前站在百姓的面前。
He stood up to begin in Genesis and read right through to Deuteronomy. That's what they did.
他开始从创世纪开始一直读到生命记。
And when he began to speak, it was like rivers of living water flowing out of his mouth.
在开始讲话的时候你就看见从他嘴里来流出一个活水的江河。
You know, there's some people who read the word of God publicly.
你知道有人在公开的读神的话。
And you can hardly understand what they're saying.
你都不知道他们在讲什么。
There are some people who have breathed and lived the word of God, and when they speak the word of God, you feel the word of God coming to you.
但是有些人他因为他们呼吸的，他们活着的都是神的话。当他们说神的话的时候，你就看那个活的灵出来了。
That's a very interesting thing here.
这是一个很有意思的事。
They were preaching at the water gate.
他们是在水门前来。
I don't know. Does that have any significance to you?
对你来说有没有什么意思？
That's where on the last day of the Feast of Tabernacles in Jerusalem, they poured out that water. And Jesus said, if anybody's thirsty, let him come to me and drink. He who believes in me, out of his belly shall flow rivers of living water.
这就是在那个祝棚节大节的最后一天，那些人来到主面前，主说，凡信我的，从他腹中必要流出活水的江河那个地方。
Jesus on the Feast of Tabernacles was doing the same thing that Ezra was doing.
耶稣在祝棚节那天做以斯拉做的一样的事情。
Now you know what happened.
你知道发生了什么？
Ezra stood up with his Bible.
以斯拉站起来拿着他的经文。
And everybody stood up.
每个人都跟着站起来。
It's amazing.
真让人惊讶。
And he began to read from early morning until noon, and they stood right there.
他就从早晨一直读到中午，他们都站着。
I saw last night on television that some people stood for 12 hours at Times Square just to watch the ball drop.
昨天在电视里看见一个人站了12个小时等在时代广场，就是等那个球落下来。
They stood there for 12 hours.
他们站在那里等了12个小时。
Well, most Christians can't stand around more than 10 minutes listening to the Bible.
更很多的基督徒都不能站在那里听十分钟的圣经。
But there was an energy in the word of God when Ezra spoke it, and they stood there and they listened.
但是当以斯拉在那里讲的时候，有那个一个能量，他们都站在那里都能听。
And the water of the living word went right through their minds and right into their hearts, and they started to cry and weep and repent.
活道就在那里流淌进来，流淌出来，进入他们的心里面，他们就开始在那里站着哭泣。
Why?
为什么？
Because they'd never heard the word, God loves you.
因为他们从来没有听过神
爱他们。And has set this covenant with you.
而且与他们立了一个约。
To prosper you and bless you and give you this land.
让他们能够来繁荣，能够让蒙福可以得到这个应许地。
And the word began sanctifying them, and they began repenting and weeping.
那话就开始来成全他们，他们就开始在那里悔罪、悔改、哭泣。
And it got so bad with them crying.
他们哭得那么厉害
that the can-do man had to step in.
那个敢做敢为的那个人他必须要干预。
You see how it says in chapter 8 of Nehemiah, which is recording this event, how in verse 9 it says, Then Nehemiah, who was the governor, and Ezra the priest, and said, Hold it, people, stop, stop weeping, stop, stop.
然后那个尼希米就跟他们说你们要停下来停下来不要悲哀哭泣。
Mr. can-do man says, It's enough of this crying.
那个的这个尼希米就说你做够了
Stop feeling ashamed
你不要在那里再觉得耻辱
Repent
悔改
Rejoice
你喜乐
The joy of the Lord is your strength
主神的喜乐是你的能力
This grace and mercy you're feeling right now by the word is sanctifying you Rejoice
你现在感觉到的这个恩典和怜悯正在让你成圣，你要喜乐。
And the people began to rejoice.
百姓就开始喜乐起来。
And then as Ezra keeps reading,
然后以斯拉又接着读。
They come to the feast section in the Torah.
他们又来到了这个摩西五经里面讲到这个节期的这一段。
It says in the seventh month on the 14th day, set up some bulls and have a feast.
在七月十四日，他们你说你们要把这个牛带来，你们要过节。
They said what? We didn't know.
他们说什么？我们根本不知道。
So Ezra and Nehemiah said, "Go get some sticks and make some booze. Let's have a celebration."
然后尼希米和以斯拉说：“你们去拿一些棍子，然后拿一些牛来，我们来庆祝。”
And so they had the Feast of Tabernacles.
然后他们开始有了祝棚节。
And look what it says in verse 17 of chapter 8 of Nehemiah.
我们看尼希米记第八章十七节。
The entire assembly of those who had returned from the captivity made booths and lived in them. The sons of Israel had indeed not done so from the days of Joshua the son of Nun to that day. And there was great rejoicing.
从掳道之地归回的全会众就搭棚住在棚里从嫩的儿子约书亚的时候直到这日以色列人中没有这样行于是众人大大喜乐
We got the house of God
我们有神的殿
We've got the city of God
我们有神的城
We can feast with the Lord
我们可以与神一起过节
Oh, they knew such joy that day
那天有那样的喜乐
Now what was it that brought about that recovery?
是什么把这样的复兴带进来
There's a principle hidden in there
在那里有一个隐藏的一个原则。
Do you see it?
你有没有看到
？It's the principle of God's second speaking.
是神他第二次向我们说话的这样的一个原则。
Now literally, what happened was, Ezra read the Torah in Hebrew, and the other Levites translated it into Aramaic, the vernacular language of the people from who had been in captivity.
然后在因为在那时候发生的事情就是说当以斯拉在那里念 五经的时候，那些利未人祭司就向当地人把他们翻译成当地的语言，就是他们在贝鲁的那个地方的亚玛尼亚这个语言。
But this translating speaks of a spiritual principle.
但是这个翻译就带出了一个属灵的原则。
You know, we're like people sometimes where we read or hear the word, but we don't hear it until there's a second speaking translated to our hearts.
我们有时候在这里就像那些我们讲，我们也听神的话，我们但是听不进去，直到有一个在那里做一个转录的一个这样的一个工作，带进了我的心里。
You know what I mean?
你理不理解我？
You hear the word with your mind.
你用你的头脑听到这些话。
And God speaks again, and you hear the word as a revelation.
然后神再说话，你就在心里面，你就得到这样一个启示。
You hide the logos in your heart.
你把神的话语藏在你的心里。
And then God makes alive a rhema to you.
神就让这个 rhema 这样的一个启示在你面前活出活化。
You hear the word with the ear.
你听，用你的耳听。
And then you hear the word in your spirit.
然后你在你的灵里面也听进去。
God recovers those who hear the second speaking.
神就能够来恢复那些能第二次听见的人。
In Revelation, Jesus says, "Now I have spoken. He who has an ear, let him hear."
在启示录，耶稣说，凡有耳朵都当听。
Now this is an amazing thing, the second hearing.
这个第二次的听见是非常奇妙的。
Because two things absolutely sovereignly have to combine.
因为有两件事靠凭着神的主权必须要结合在一起。
One, God decides it's time to act.
第一，神来决定什么时候动工。
But there must be people prepared to hear when he speaks.
但是当他说话的时候一定要有人预备好来听。
This is a very sovereign thing.
这实在是一个至高的一件事情。
That's what the remnant learned.
这就是渔民所学会的。
Now they'd heard the law before.
他们以前也听过律法。
But they were hearing it afresh.
他们这一次重新的听见。
Because the situation was different now. Their hearts had been prepared.
因为环境不一样了，他们的心也被预备好。
You know, you may be one of those people who are always listening to messages on, you know, what is it now? MP3s.
你们可能是一些就是经常听这些 MP3 的这些信息的人。
But I'm going to tell you, it's not the same thing as hearing the word of God when it's given and you are there.
当然和当神的话被宣讲的时候你亲身在那里这完全不一样。
Now the children, the remnant had come back to the city and they were together as one. Now the word of God can speak to them.
那些渔民他们来到神的城里面他们众人如同一人神的话就开始向他们讲。
And also they had been working together building the wall and now they could appreciate what the Lord would say to them about being his people.
而且他们也一起在那里建造这个城，所以他们就可以在那里听见，也能意识，也能欣赏到神向他们所说的话，向他百姓所说的话。
The Lord recovers by speaking again something He spoke before.
神就在那里借着他以前说过的话，他再讲一遍来恢复。
What is Deuteronomy?
申命记是什么意思
？The second law.
第二个律法。
It's a speaking of the law.
又重申这个律法。
But now the children are listening.
现在他们的。子民在听
because they've been disciplined for 40 years.
因为他们40年他们受了管教
They've seen their unfaithfulness.
他们看见他们怎么何等不忠心
They've seen God's faithfulness.
他们也看见神的信实
Now God speaks the law.
现在神再一次向他们宣讲律法
But in a new way.
用一个崭新的方式
He says this law is out of my heart because I love you.
他说这个律法是发自我内心的因为我爱你
Deuteronomy is a second speaking.
申命记是第二次的宣讲
The law is not from Mount Sinai.
这个律法不是从西乃上来的
the law is from the heart of God.
是从神的心里面发出的
And they heard it.
他们听进去了
You see what I'm saying?
你明白我说的吗
Now I'm sure that many of you had this happen.
也许你们很多人有发生过这样的事情
So I have a collection of every book Watchman Nee has ever written.
我有一个收集了尼迪兄所有的著作
Almost everyone Brother Sparks has written.
所有史百克弟兄的著作
I read them all.
我都读了
Sometimes I pick one up and read it. I think I never read this before.
有时候我再拿起来，我再看一遍，我说我以前怎么
没有读过。But now the Lord's prepared my heart to read.
因为神再一次预备我的心来重新读。
You know, when I was studying for the ministry and I was going to seminary, seminary.
当我在神学院来上学的时候。
I read a lot of famous Christian books, but I didn't have time to read them with my heart. I had to skim them for tests.
我在那里读了很多的这个圣灵的圣经的书籍，有关圣经书籍，但是我没有用心读，我只是来快点读一下，为了预备考试而已。
But you know when God's going to do a sovereign work in your life, you suddenly start to hear something you hadn't heard before.
但是他神的主权要在你里面做工的时候，你就突然听见你以前没有听见。
This is how God does His sovereign work.
这就是神他做他的主权的工。
Now the book of Nehemiah ends.
在尼希米结束的时候。
Short of perfection.
还没有达到完全。
There was a lot of undoing and sanctifying that needed work.
在那里有一些重建，有一些要成圣的工作。
They confessed their sins.
他们在那里承认他们的罪。
Many of them had married into the world.
他们很多人，他们嫁给了或者娶了世界。
Many of them weren't observing the Sabbath.
他们没有在那里守安息日。
Many of the priests weren't qualified.
那些祭司他们没有资格。
There's many things that still need to be done in the recovery of God's house and God's city.
在神恢复他的殿和他的城的工作上面，还有很多事情未完成。
But thank God He raises up shepherds and teachers.
但是感谢神，他在那里兴起牧师和教师。
There are those who say we can do this.
有些人说我们可以做。
And those who say let's do it right.
有些人说让我们按照正确的方式来
做。If the Lord's going to have His full way with us,
如果主要在我们是有完满的道路，
now we must listen to His counsel from all sovereign directions.
我们必须从他的最高的旨意，我们听他各种各样的方向，听他的旨意。
God is doing a sovereign work.
主在那里靠着他的主权做一件工作。
We must listen to His voice.
我们必须听他的声音。
He knows what He's doing.
他知道做什么。
And He's speaking a second time to some of you.
他向你们中间的一些人第二次来说话。
If he is telling you, young man,
如果他跟你说，年轻人呢？
You're a priest set apart for me.
你是为我分别为圣的祭司。
I want you to keep studying that word.
我愿意你接着学这样的话。
I want you to memorize it.
我愿意你记录这段圣经。
I don't care if your school friends think that you're a weird.
也许你的同学觉得你很奇怪。
I want you to do what's right.
我愿意你来做正确的事情。
I want you to be prepared.
我愿意你预备好。
Because I want to recover my work and I need somebody who knows the holy way.
我愿意要恢复我的工作，我需要一些知道这个圣洁道路的人。
Now it's the same with you sisters.
对姊妹而言也是一样。
And adults.
对成年人也一样。
Unfortunately, some of us start late.
不幸的是我们有些人可能 晚了一点出发。
It's when God sovereignly speaks to you that second time.
但是当主靠着他的主权第二次向你说话的时候。
He's arranged the circumstances in our lives.
他在我们的生活里面也给我们创立了各种环境。
To move us toward his recovering purpose.
把我们照着他恢复的旨意来驱动。
Now in this coming year,
在这一个新年。
May the Lord raise up such shepherds and teachers.
愿意我们的主兴起牧人和教师
to see the testimony of the city of God.
来看见神城的见证
May the Lord help us.
愿意主帮助我们
Let's pray.
我们祷告
Lord, it is really a manifestation of you from beginning to end.
主啊，你从始至终都是你的显明
You are the greater than Zerubbabel.
你比所罗巴伯更大
And you are our high priest.
你是我们的大祭司。
Oh, how you intercede for your children.
你为你的百姓在神面前代求。
That there might be holy priests unto God.
愿意在神面前有圣洁的祭司。
And there might be good and noble shepherds to lead the flock.
也有一些好的牧人，尊贵的牧人来带领群羊。
In this interim, as you're about to do a new thing.
在这个期间，你要做一件新的事情。
Prepare us.
来预备我们。
For your recovery.
为着你自己的复兴
and for your coming,
为了你自己的回来
for the new Jerusalem,
也是为了新城耶路撒冷
the new city of God,
新的圣神的城
and the tabernacle from heaven,
和从天上降下来的这会幕
We pray these things in Jesus' name.
我们奉主耶稣基督的名祷告
Amen. Amen.